It's one of those days where your role as a dementia caregiver is pushing you to the brink. You've got to get it together. In today's episode, I'm going to share 5 really simple ways to regain your composure and reduce stress in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Mel Koger, and I'm the daughter of a mother with FTD dementia. I know how this role can turn your world upside down, leaving you exhausted, angry, and confused. Your family time and health suffers. I get it. In 6 months, I went from a chill, empty nester to the co-caregiver for my mother while working full-time and also becoming a new grandmother. But I'm super positive, and I found strategies to conquer the overwhelming feeling of being helpless and lost. So find a quiet corner, take a deep calming breath, and join me as I share how I'm finding peace in this unexpected season as the daughter of a parent with dementia. You know those days, the ones where you're really impressed with your cell phone case because your phone survived the hurl across the room. Or you wonder why you even tried putting on makeup because your tears have washed it all away, or at least smeared it in some unsightly globs on your face. Please don't judge. If you've been a parent caregiver for any length of time, I'm sure you know the feelings. Overwhelm, helplessness, anger, and exhaustion. Those emotions come together to create a perfect storm, and we need something to give us even just a little bit of relief. I've tried many strategies to get myself together, and I'm sharing 5 of my favorites, and even a 6th bonus. My first, and maybe my favorite strategy, is a simple walk outside. I have a driveway that's about 1/4 mile long if you go up and back. My walks are most successful when I'm not looking at my phone. I know that's hard because sometimes when you're in a caregiver role, you only have small pockets of time that you want to check in with your family or friends, or maybe something's going on with work. But if you can put it away for just 5 minutes or cue up a high vibe playlist on Spotify or your favorite music app. I have a couple playlists that really pump me up. They have my favorite songs that energize me that I can sing along with, and it almost never fails to put me in a better mood. Or sometimes I just walk with nothing. I love looking around and checking out what's going on with the season. Is the grass green? Are the trees blooming? If you really take a look at what's going on around you in nature, that has a calming effect. It can just refocus your energy to the right place and just help give you that break that you're looking for. Do this several times a day, and the benefits might go beyond stress relief. Strategy number 2 also involves my headphones and music, but this time it's about sitting quietly with just your headphones on, eyes closed, and listen. When I'm listening this way, it's usually a different type of music that I'm listening to. I usually like to listen to instrumental piano music or some type of calming meditation type music that doesn't have quite an upbeat but more of a calming presence to it. And my favorite place to do this is probably outside on the porch swing. You can probably tell that being outside is part of a stress relief routine for me, but sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes I just need another way to reduce the stress. I've developed mantras that help me through really hard times when I can't actually get physically away from the situation. Sometimes I just say over and over in my head, it's not mom, it's the disease. It's not mom, it's the disease. And I say that over and over. Or I might say a prayer and say that, a short prayer, and say that over and over. When you refocus your mind on something else and take it away from whatever is happening in the situation that's really got you stressed, it can help to refocus your energy and calm that inner peace that you've lost in the moment. Breath work is another way that you can calm your nerves without having to step away. You can do it anywhere, pretty much anytime. And it might feel a little funny. If this is something that you haven't done in the past, I really encourage you to try some breath work. And you can just start by taking just a few really deep breaths. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out, and hold it. And repeat that several times. You can do this throughout the whole course of the day. And then just Google, do a quick Google search. There's all kinds of different methods if you want to raise your energy, if you want to calm your nerves, if you're really exhausted and you need to increase your energy. There's different strategies of breath work that can help you to reach different outcomes. The last type of strategy that I want to share with you, this one's a little more fun. It is going to probably require you to step away for a few minutes or at least find a quiet corner. You might raise a lot of questions with your loved one with dementia if they're in the same room while you're doing this, or they might enjoy it as well. And this is to find your inner child. Kids find joy in just the simplest things. One thing that I really enjoy is blowing bubbles. This is such an easy thing, and actually my mom enjoys it too. She's probably the one that shared the love of bubbles with me. Seriously, who doesn't love watching bubbles blow away? Something else that children love to do that might be a stress reducer for you is coloring. And no, you don't have to go out and buy one of those fancy, expensive adult coloring books. You can grab your child's coloring book off their shelf. Color a unicorn or a bouncing beach ball. Just color for a few minutes and see how it takes your mind away from whatever it was that was causing you so much stress just a few minutes ago. It's just a little break from your day. It's just a little break from the hard facts of the role of a caregiver and facing your parent with dementia. These five strategies aren't meant to change your world. They're just meant to change your day or your minute and to help you get through the day. Sometimes as a caregiver, you know that just making it to the next minute or the next hour is a huge goal, and it's a win when you get there. So refocusing throughout the day with these small strategies is what I want you to gain from this episode. I promised you a bonus, and here it is. And this may be the strongest one. This might be something that would help you in the long term. It has me. There are literally hundreds of Bible verses that help guide you to peace and hope. And store some of these in your heart or write them on a card so you can look at them throughout the day. I actually have one of my favorite Bible verses, or at least the first two words of it, tattooed on my arm. Be still and know that I am God. There are other verses. Pray without ceasing. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. There's countless, endless verses that can help you find peace and joy in the journey. I'll list a few of my favorites in the show notes. Now for just a quick recap of the five, no, make that six, strategies to help you reduce stress throughout your day in 5 minutes or less. Take a walk outside. Unplug or listen to high vibe music while you're walking. Pay attention to the nature around you. Not in the mood for a walk? That's okay. Sit on your porch swing or somewhere quiet. Listen to some calming music. Close your eyes and just let yourself relax for a few minutes. If you can't step away, then find a mantra that helps you to realize the reality of the situation is something that's not under your control or that's not under your parents' control. It's not them, it's the disease. They didn't choose this path. You didn't choose this path. You're just trying to do the best that you can to make sure they're loved and they're cared for. The fourth thing is breath work. Breathe in deep, pause, breathe out, pause. Try this multiple times. It'll do wonders for calming your stress and lowering your blood pressure. And finally, find your inner child. Do something silly and fun. Laugh, smile, let yourself feel childlike joy. And our bonus, Bible verses. The peace that comes with being in the Word is something that I simply can't explain. I can just tell you that if you're not in the Word, if you're not reading Bible verses, if you don't have them in your heart, you're missing out. Please take an opportunity to start with the ones in the show notes. If you don't know where to start in the Bible, if you haven't read it, start in Proverbs and read through Proverbs. What are some ways that you've been able to find a few minutes of calm and peace throughout a very chaotic, stressful, and overwhelming day? Please leave me an email. My email's in the show notes, and let me know some strategies that you've used. Or if you have questions or things that you'd like me to talk about in future episodes, please email me that information as well. Be sure to find pockets of joy in your day, and let not your hearts be troubled. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope this episode shed some light into your life and that you were able to connect with some goodness. If so, please leave me a review on iTunes and share this episode with someone else who might need a little light in their life. And also, please subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. I truly appreciate you. Keep the faith and keep those dreams alive.